Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisort, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Two St. Louis City police officers are recovering this morning after being shot in North County. The officers were trying to arrest a person believed to be involved in an overnight homicide. That person opened fire and shot one officer in the leg, the other in the abdomen. Their names have not been released. The amount of COVID in wastewater has decreased for the first time in 6 weeks. Mizzou is studying COVID traces in our wastewater. It dropped nearly 36% last week. That is the first drop in 6 weeks. The Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau hosts its annual tourism summit this morning. It highlights tourism destinations in six county regions. That includes the eagle watching in and around Alton. The Tourism Bureau set up a new website last year. The Tourism Summit is at 7:30 this morning at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, it's a cold start this morning with light snow and flurries staying around through your morning. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs in the low 40s, lows tonight in the teens.